Still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. We were just talking about how everyone wants to go see Wicked. Alex obsessed with it. AB loves it so much. He's yelling people, shut up in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting about Wicked is it's all based off The Wizard of Oz, which is this classic movie that had all of these like different messages behind it. And the reason Wizard of Oz was even created was literally because of politics. It's a very political movie. And each character has a different attribute about them. And so let's think about The Wizard of Oz, the original, and how this like Wicked even became, and think about the different characters, and which do you feel like you identify with the most? Is it Dorothy, or No Place Like Home? Is it the Tin Man, who's looking for a heart? Scarecrow, who's looking for a brain? Is it the Cowardly Lion, who's trying to find courage? Is it the Wicked Witch? Is it the Good Witch? Which character from Wizard of Oz do you feel like you identify the most with?
I really didn't struggle with this one. I feel like I resonate the most with the lion, the Cowardly Lion.
Interesting. I thought the same thing for
you. Who seeks courage. I feel like I might look tough and I might look like I have it together, but I'm a person who lacks a lot of self-confidence and courage and all those things. So I, without a doubt, was like, okay, that's me.
Yeah, I do think that a lot of people think a lot of things about Hannah at first thought, and most of them would be inaccurate about Hannah at first thought. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, she's so confident. She's so beautiful. She's got all these things. She's been spoon-fed. She's just like, everything's been on a silver platter. And she's like, no, I've actually been through some ish. Yeah. I lack self-confidence. things are harder than it seems. So that's interesting. I thought the same thing for you.
Yeah, without a doubt.
What about you, Kev?
I found this very difficult because there's a lot of characteristics of a lot of the characters I identify with. From the, you know, lacking courage, like the Cowardly Lion, to having a heart, like the Tin Man, to just being along for the ride, like Toto.
I like that.
Know, but the one that I kind of thought was the Wizard, and the reason why I chose the Wizard was because I'm kind of the guy behind the scenes. I really don't know why I'm here and what I'm doing, but I'm doing something, and I'm going to just keep up that facade until I get home.
Interesting answer.
And the balloon ride is like, you know, my ride home because I got a long drive.
That's hilarious. Great answer.
That's why I chose the Wizard.
We all look up to you too as the Wizard.
Oh, yeah, you are the Wizard. You are the Wizard,
For me, I think I have to agree with Hannah on this one because I feel like, you know, sometimes there are hesitations about whether
you feel like you lack confidence.
It's almost like imposter syndrome, right?
It's almost like imposter syndrome, right?
Where you sometimes you
the people who seem the most confident.
Sometimes the people that seem the most confident still have those reservations at times where. Yeah, you get up on stage and you perform and do all these things, but still there's a little bit of doubt in your mind in a way. But once you do get that courage to get up there and do your thing, you really come out of your shell and you become who you are. And I think that, you know, once that the lion gets that courage to go and have that confidence, I think that that's kind of...
Go attack.
I think it's the attack mindset, right? It's, you know, I got to just do this thing.
What about you, AB?
I think for me, it's the Tin Man. I was looking up a lot of the like brief descriptions of each one, and it said he is kind and gentle but can't feel emotions. Mm. And I feel emotions. I'm not like a sociopath, but I do suppress a lot, especially when it comes to excitement, because I don't want to get my hopes up and be disappointed.
You are terribly guilty of that.
Yes. Yeah. I went through like a really bad breakup a long time ago, and that's definitely a huge reason. But honestly, like this job doesn't help either. We're promised a lot, and then pretty much 99% of it falls through. So anytime something good happens, I'm like, well, it's just going to go away anyway.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Very true.
At first, when you said Tin Man, I was surprised. And then when you described the Tin Man's emotions and what he's going through, yes, I do think that you really, really try to not have too many big highs or too many big lows. And so the almost your own detriment, like where you don't celebrate the big victories and even like allowing yourself to have lows is, I think, is important. And you don't even get like low. And I feel like sometimes that's okay to get low.
Yes. Yeah. And AB is always asking to borrow my axe from my car. Yeah. So that's
that
why.
That is true. She wants the axe more than anyone else. For me, it's Dorothy. I feel like I left home at a very, like, as soon as I could after college. And figuring out what is home for me has been a hard concept to really understand. I feel like I've never really felt like I've known where home is. Like, I feel like I'm on this constant journey to figure out where home is or where the settlement is. And I'm constantly searching for what's over the rainbow and figure out where Oz is and figure out this whole journey that I'm on in my entire life. So I constantly feel like I need that reminder that when Dorothy says there's no place like home, for me, I don't think Dorothy's just like going back to the roots of Kansas. I think she's just meaning like there's no place like your people. And I do need that constant reminder. I think that Dorothy, I think, honestly struggles with reminding herself that there's no place like home. Home is wherever you make it and is your family.
Yeah, Brett really is trying to always follow the yellow brick road. Yeah. Maybe too much. He can never get off the brick road.
Yeah, I like live on the brick road. I'm like trying to set up a house, all that kind of good stuff. So yeah, it's interesting how almost everyone felt like they identified with somebody different except for Hannah and Alex.
Yeah.
Actually, challenge yourself too. If there's any, you know, Wizard of Oz character that you feel like you identify the most, who would it be? Still rolling commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.